Hi everyone, today we are finishing Micah 2, reading verses 12 and 13. I will surely assemble all of you, O Jacob. I will gather the remnant of Israel. I will set them together like sheep in a fold, like a flock in its pasture, a noisy multitude of men. He who opens the breach goes up before them. They break through and pass the gate, go out by it. Their king passes on before them, the Lord at their head. So up till now, pretty much all that we've read in Micah is mostly doom and gloom, right? It's judgment, wrath, disgrace spoken out by God, like just judging his people for their sin. God just spent all this time talking about how they were like rebelling against him, their enemies, and how judgment is coming. But then we get to these two verses, and there's this, just a sudden shift. It's the first glimmer of hope that Micah has, that God gives through Micah to his people. And in verse 12, he's saying, I will surely assemble all of you, Jacob and Israel. I am going to bring you back. I'm going to gather the remnant of Israel. Now, it's important to note there that it will be a remnant. Okay, it's not everyone's going to make it back. And that's important to note. They weren't all going to endure this exile like in judgment unscathed, right? This judgment and this punishment essentially from God, it had to still happen. But as they go through it, after they go through it, God was going to bring his people back, right? And this is such like great words of hope, but God is the one who's going to do it. Like, I'm going to bring you back. And in a sense, he's telling them, I'm going to bring you back to your land, to where you belong. And the way God says this is, he's not saying it that, like begrudgingly, like, fine, I'll just have mercy on you. Fine, I'll be nice to you. No, it's not like that at all. Implied in here, at least, is gentleness and love. And that's because of how it says here, like, I will set them together like sheep in a fold, flock in a pasture. It's this gentleness, because God is saying, I'll be your good shepherd. It's going to bring you back. I'll be gentle with you. I will bring you back. But God's not only saying, like, I'm going to shepherd you. He's also saying, I'm going to be your victor. And that's what verse 13 gets us to, where it talks about God goes from the shepherd metaphor to this wartime general soldier kind of metaphor. And he's saying, he who opens the breach goes up before them. The picture here is a soldier, a great general who's leading the charge, leading the way, opening the breach, like finding a way into the fortress, the city, whatever it is, finding a way in, breaking through, and letting God's people get in, to go back through, get back to where they belong, back into the promised land. So God is saying he would be their king and their shepherd. This, of course, is fulfilled in Jesus, right? Jesus is the good shepherd who gathers his flock, right? Who calls his people to him. And Jesus is our king, right? Who opens the way. He's our savior king who opened the way that we might have a way to the Father, a way to the promised land, to heaven, to be with God. So as we remember this good news, it's like so important that we recognize the goodness of it, because that's why it's important to recognize, like, this judgment is deserved, right? The judgment that Micah has been talking about, it's deserved. We deserve that kind of judgment. But God, in his mercy, sent Jesus to us to lead the way, to bring us back to him. Praise God for such a wonderful gift. Let me pray for us. Lord, we thank you for this gift of salvation. We thank you, Jesus, that you're a good shepherd, that you're a king, and that you lead, you are the way. You are the way, the truth, and the life. And we pray today that we will recognize that we will cherish it, that we'll be grateful, and that we will live in that hope. Thank you, Lord, for this hope that we have. In your name we pray.